The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field.
We're back, folks. Starting our third and final hour on our Sunday Spectacular. The American Freedom Party Report, brought to you by the American Freedom Party. Check out our website at theamericanfreedomparty.us. I know we run an ad for the party throughout the show, so I'm counting on the fact that you will have heard that to reference the American Freedom Party. And we sponsor this show. Well, and you can help, by the way. I pay for most of it, but you can really help me out, keep this show going for 7.5 more years as Paul and I race towards finding out how the book ends, finding out how does this all turn out. And, you know, a lot of it's going to happen during the Trump administration. A lot of the trajectory of where our future is going to go very well may be set in these 8 years. But anyway, if you want to help keep this show alive and the unique perspective that we have, we've had some real good insights on this show. And I think other people have paid some attention to them. Help keep it going. I think we're doing good work here. You can send a contribution to, there's somebody sending a contribution now. Let me just see who that is. Just let me tell this. This is a listener right here. Hey, I'm on the air. All right, buddy. Talk to you right after the show. Thanks. That's a person whose insights have been shared on this show many times down in Texas. But send your contribution to James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, abbreviated MN, 56721. And I don't really have a good way of thanking all of you that send in. Some of the contributions that come in don't have a return address, and that's fine. No problem at all. You don't need to have a return address or any identity in your contribution. Be as anonymous as you like. I can assure you they are getting to me. The post offices up here work very well. Nothing is lost. Whatever you send will get here. Hey, if you want to test out the theory, put a gold double eagle in an envelope and send it to me, will you? And I'll be able to say, I got the gold double eagle. I have no instances of anything being pilfered out of our mail. So, and people are sending cash, checks, money orders, any sort of thing you want to send to that address. P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, 56721, to my name. Anyway, let's go to this question of China. And my gosh, there are two movies you want to watch on the internet. They are a complete education. There are things in here I know you've never heard. One is Crouching Tiger by Peter Navarro, and the other movie is Death by China by Peter Navarro. This man is a genius. He was put in charge of American trade policy by Donald Trump in an alarming development last week. General John Kelly subordinated Peter Navarro to, what's his face? What's this guy's name again? Gary Cohn, who managed to finagle his way into the top economic advisor position. But Peter Navarro's office has been subsumed to Gary Cohn's. Now, Peter Navarro, when somebody said, hey, this looks like you know, what is this? This doesn't look good. He said, I've been assured by General Kelly that my access to Donald Trump has not been cut off. And I will have the same seat at the table, that was his word, that I have had up to now. Well, folks, let's hope so, because Peter Navarro is a genius. He gets it. Man, is he politically incorrect, and man, is he right. You want to watch these two movies. Now, the two books, let me just type it into, I hate to use Amazon now that Bezos is making so many billions on us, but here's Crouching Tiger. These books have been, in a way, surpassed by movies that Navarro has made based on the books. And in the movies, he interviews, I think in one of the movies, he says he went out and interviewed something like 90 world experts on China. And here's the, I'll try to encapsulate it. How did I get the wrong search here? Crouching Tiger, it's a book. Come on, it's not a picture. Here it is. Crouching Tiger, here it is. Here's the book. I need to order this. I will order it today so I can report more extensively on it to you. The Peter Navarro's story is one that you've heard Donald Trump sketch in his primary campaign speeches, and I hope it was coming from Peter Navarro. I hope Donald Trump was getting this from Peter Navarro. But Navarro makes the point that, as Donald Trump said, the greatest theft in the history of the world has taken place right before our eyes, right before your eyes. Trillions of dollars of your people's wealth has been transferred from America to China. Trillions of dollars worth of irreplaceable, priceless technology has been transferred from America to China. America's manufacturing base has been, Trump was not exaggerating when he says it's been largely destroyed. 60,000 factories shut down. Trump said, I couldn't believe it when they gave me that number. I thought there must be an extra zero on there. And Navarro and his fellow geniuses in these movies, Crouching Tiger and Death by China, just Google those two movies. I'll do it here in a moment just to make sure that it's all coming up. Let me go to the book first. Crouching Tiger. Oh, here's the movie. You can buy the movie. That's a good idea, too. It's a beautifully produced movie. You can buy the movie for, you can watch a trailer. What's the price on the movie? I don't see it exactly right away. But you can buy it on Amazon. Anyway, but you can watch it on YouTube as well. His point is that China, with 1.4 billion people, 4.5 times our size, is on a trajectory to build a middle class based on your money and your technology and the transfer of your factories and jobs to China. They are building a middle class that used to live in Schenectady and, Indianapolis, mainstream America, and is now being transferred to China, that with that, they will build a military superior to ours. Hard to believe, isn't it? But Navarro says this is going to happen. Unless we change something, they are going to have a military superior to ours. They will be in space stronger than we are. They will be on the moon, excluding us from the moon. They will have space stations that take over space. Those space stations crippling what the Chinese have noted is the strongest asset of the U.S. military, which is our complete domination of battlefield communication via satellite and drones. The Chinese, what else will they do? They are, and if you look at the flashpoints, this could lead to war, actual shooting war with China. And boy, would this ruin everybody's day, a shooting war with China. Now, flashpoints, there are plenty. You haven't heard that much about the Pacific, but the Chinese want control of at least the entire Western Pacific Ocean. This means they want to crush Taiwan. There's a casus belli right there. Plenty of reason for war between the United States and China is over Taiwan. 23 million people dwarfed by China. They have a powerful military, but again, dwarfed by China's. South Korea, North Korea, another flashpoint. The inner chain of islands between Japan and Taiwan, which are just largely rocks. However, because of the law of the seas, the 200-mile sphere of influence around each of those rocks, the Chinese want them because it projects their power way out into the Pacific, past Japan. And then there's the question of the South China Sea, where the Chinese are building artificial islands on shallow reefs and building islands from which they will claim that same 200-mile-an-hour law of the seas jurisdiction over undersea gas, oil, minerals, fishing rights, and also, very importantly, control of the seaways, control of the places like the Straits of Malacca and other choke points through which Chinese trade travels, the oil to China travels, vital lifeline, and Japan's trade travels. Now, all of this gets very, very tense. Look at the situation in North Korea. Peter Navarro really will educate you about North Korea in ways you have not yet been educated. Also about Japan. Navarro sees that if the United States cannot show that we are able to stand up to China, Japan and South Korea will go nuclear to defend themselves. And both of them can easily go nuclear. So look at the wild cards that develop from all of that. And the prospect of China, oh, this is incredible. Things that the media has not reported to you. In recent decades, China has stolen on a massive basis. They basically stole all the technology they could gather in the United States. Trillions of dollars worth of our highest level technology in computers and in metallurgy and in space and in avionics, all of it. Another thing the Chinese are doing. Boeing, for example, is a typical American company in that what the China are doing, their devil's arrangement is this. We'll buy your airplanes. So you executives who are trying to make your Christmas bonus at Boeing, you'll get a big fat Christmas bonus because we're going to order a couple billion dollars worth of your Boeing 737s or 767s or whatever your latest Boeings are. We'll order billions of dollars of those. And you'll get a big Christmas bonus. But guess what the devil's price is? You're going to make all or a significant part, especially a crucial part, of those planes in China. Which means you're going to teach, and the workers are going to be Chinese. Which means your American Boeing workers in Seattle are going to have to train their Chinese replacements. And yeah, you'll sell, you know, your executive career at Boeing, you'll make a couple million dollars of bonuses because in the next 5 years, you will be responsible for having signed a deal where you sell 100, you know, superliners from Boeing to China. And then you retire and you're gone, you know, you greedy SOB who doesn't care about your future of your people or your children or your descendants. But meanwhile, after that one deal, the technology to the priceless American technology to build those magnificent planes will now reside in China. Now it gets worse. And I'll give you the worst in just a second. I don't want to keep Karen in Maryland waiting. Karen, are you hearing my voice? Hello, Karen.
Right here. I'm right here.
Hi, Karen.
Hi there.
Hi, thanks for listening in, and share with us anything you'd like.
Okay, well, my question concerns PACS, P-A-C-S, and you may not know the answer to this, and that's fine. But what I'd like to know is there a PAC, so far as you know, and I know that you only have occasionally mentioned this. Well, okay. If somebody were looking for, for instance, the American Freedom Party, if somebody were to be looking for a PAC that represented the principles and the goals and the agenda of the American Freedom Party, how would they locate such a PAC? I know a little bit about, you know, the LaRouche PAC, and maybe the LaRouche PAC is as close as it gets, but I am doing research on a PAC that represents the goals and the mission of both the Constitution Party and the American Freedom Party. So do you know of any such a PAC that has that goal?
Well, very good question, Karen. And my first step in answering your question would be to give you my personal phone number. Have you got a pencil handy?
I have my cell phone, if that's good enough.
Sure, whatever you've got.
Because it has to be good enough for me and not good enough for you, but go ahead.
Okay, 701. Got that?
701.
Yeah, 317.
317.
And then 5317.
5317. Okay, so you're suggesting that we not have any kind of a discussion about this on the air?
No, not at all. It's just that I could be there are people that can answer your question better than I can. So it'd be much more accurate and less speculative than what I could give you. There are PACs out there. The American Freedom Party has had, has ventured into the realm of PACs at various times in our history. So but I'm not an authority on that. And the Constitution Party don't know there. But that's an area where, you know, you raise an interesting area. There are some PACs forming right now that Steve Bannon is very involved with. And these PACs, I may go to that before we close the show, but Steve Bannon is setting up this is very interesting. Thank you for raising this topic. Steve Bannon is forming a shadow party. He's starting to use some very interesting terms. A shadow party within
the shadow party.
Well, no, that's
not
the name.
It's
a description. He's setting up a shadow party within the Republican Party. And this is like, the idea is this, that they're setting up a PAC. The Mercers are very involved with this. Robert Mercer and his daughter, you remember her name, Rebecca. They are very involved in setting up PACs and organizations and funding a Republican revolt within the neocon or the never Trump Republican Party, this Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell version of the Republican Party, which is such a disappointment and worse, a betrayal. They're setting up opposition within the Republican Party. And this is what the Trump campaign was all about and still is about. But Bannon is going even more aggressively. He's going more full tilt in opposing the swamp, even than Donald Trump may be. I think we got a little break here coming up, Karen. You can hang on. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay, thank you. Take your time.
Okay, Karen.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
That's us, folks. Politically incorrect here on the Trump phenomenon and the American Freedom Party report. Karen is with us on the phone from Maryland, and we're going to have a little report on the Baltimore Ravens in just a moment. Karen, were you aware of what happened in the stadium today for the Baltimore Ravens?
Well, you'll have to forgive me. I'm not a sports enthusiast. I'm not glued to the TV while the games are on, so I am afraid you're going to have to fill me in.
Okay, well, you know, you're. thank you. The we'll play this. The Ravens today were playing. Let's see, who were they playing? I'm with you, Karen. I don't watch much of that stuff, but the let's see, they played. Let me find it for you. Where is it? Right here, maybe. They were playing. The Pittsburgh Steelers. And here's
and
the soundtrack.
And for God's sakes, what did the Pittsburgh Steelers steal? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. Spelled with two E's. And what they used to make is steel. And, of course, that's now being made in China. And the Peter Navarro wants to put a nice big tariff on the steel coming back into America now. The World Trade Center steel, for example, from 9/11, that Trade Center steel, for some mysterious reason, was not melted down in the U.S. It was instead very expensively loaded onto cargo ships and shipped to China so that all of the evidence of 9/11 could be melted into oblivion and then sold back to the United States as Chinese made steel. But the here it is. This is today. You're going to listen to it, and we'll come back to your question, Karen, in a moment. But I just wanted to take this chance to go with a Maryland story. The Ravens came out on the field, and you'll hear the crowd cheering. And then they all of a sudden all lined up in a long row, you know, I don't know, about 50-some players, all get down on their knee. They're all kind of linking arms or holding hands in their, as I said, their leotards. I don't know, you know, holding hands in their leotards. But they get down on their knee and listen to the reaction of the crowd. Is, of course, at all football games is overwhelmingly white. You just look at the crowd. Just look into the crowd. The sea of white faces. Hundreds of, well, I don't know, this crowd would be is way over 50,000 people. Very huge crowd. And listen to the reaction of this white crowd to the, and the line of people kneeling looks pretty entirely black to me. Listen to their reaction to their team, in quotes. I'm putting their in ironic quotes because I don't think they're thinking of it as their team anymore. Something's happened here that didn't ever happen before. Listen to the Baltimore fans' reaction to their own team kneeling. Here it is. And this is after the MC, by the way, the announcer on the PA has announced all kinds of things like this is what you're supposed to do and we're going to have a prayer and we want kindness and unity and all kinds of coaching to the audience to kind of shut them up. Didn't work. Listen to what the audience does. It's very brief. You'll hear them cheering at first and then you'll hear every voice in that stadium booing loudly. Cheering, cheering, down on their knees. A roar.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. The announcer wanted to cut that short. They would have roared as long as those players stayed down on their knee. And they're saying, you know, heck no. You know, that's just beautiful. And it's going to happen over and over again, as long as these idiots want to keep doing it, they're going to keep waking up white people with this nonsense. We're getting a little break music here, so I'm sorry, Karen. I got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed?
The DF-21 Delta is a critical
done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
Yes, let's rebuild America first. Karen, you're still on the line. Is there any other question you had before you've got to go?
Well, no. My main question is there a PAC that has the same goals as the Constitution Party or the American Freedom Party? Because, you know, what I've been saying for a while now is that these other parties, the Libertarians, the Greens, whoever it is, you know, my concern is that they're far more concerned about getting their brand name elected than they are about getting their principles into office. And I think that you have to focus on getting the principles into office rather than the brand name of a certain party, because, I mean, you know, the real difference between the Republicans and the Democrats is basically what, you know, who can participate in the primary, and that's it. They're not otherwise, you know, restricted. So,
this is a good question.
I'm done though. If you will answer that, I'm done.
Yeah, well, Karen, that's a very good question you ask. The principles are what counts. It's why the American Freedom Party endorsed Donald Trump almost immediately after he announced his candidacy. And once he put his platform out there, and we realized it's our platform. It's, you know, it's so close that there's, you know, we've got to support a candidate with such a great platform. And so, yes, it is the principles that count. And right now, the shadow party that Steve Bannon is creating within the Republican Party, that you saw this in action most dramatically with the election of Roy Moore, or the victory of Roy Moore in the primary, which should lead on December 12th to his actual election when he beats the Democrat candidate in Alabama. This was this shadow party in action. And you'll see it now. It was like a forerunner, because this is a special election to replace Jeff Sessions. Special elections are just that. They're special elections. They're held, you know, sort of at the instigation of the governor, you know, just says, well, we're going to have an, or the state legislature may say, this is when we're going to have the special election. So they're one-offs. But come November 2018, which is only, you know, what, 13 months away. Let's see, is it 13? Yeah, 13 months away. We are going to have 435 congressmen elected. We're going to have 33 senators. And Steve Bannon is going to be weighing into that battle like gangbusters. Boy, is he going to be weighing into that battle. And so he will have candidates all over the United States. Now, the Mercers and other people with considerable money, and I was hoping, Karen, you were calling about PACs to say you were like a Walton or a DuPont, and perhaps you're looking for a PAC where you could offer $1 million. The beauty of PACs is that they allow people with a lot of money to donate pretty much unlimited quantities of money, which the Federal Election Commission rules on parties don't allow. There are limits on what an individual or family can donate, and they're not very high. They're pretty low. You know, they're like below $3,000. And so somebody like the Mercers, who wants to contribute $10 or $20 or $50 million, they need to work through a political action committee. And that's exactly what PACs are doing. The Mercers even got started. There's an interesting history there. The Mercers, when they first started getting involved, were donating money to, let me think about it for a second here, to the Koch brothers. I believe, if I remember correctly, they were supporting the Koch brothers with some big donations. And then they became unhappy with the libertarian direction that the Koch brothers were going in, which was just, it was ignoring all of these important issues that Steve Bannon is focused on, that Stephen Miller is focused on, that Donald Trump focused on and is focusing on. So they've started their own, pretty much their own shop. And they're now recruiting other people to get involved with their PAC. The name escapes me right off the top of my head, but they're forming a PAC that's going to be a major force in 2018. And this is, you know, the campaigning is going to starting right now. They're already campaigning against Jeff Flake in Arizona. And here comes the really, really, really good news, folks. In 2018, there will be 33 Senate seats up for grabs. 23 of them currently held by Democrats. Ooh, do I like that. Only 8 held by Republicans. I like that. And 2 held by independents in Maine and Vermont. So the Republicans should have no problem hanging on to their seats, including Jeff Flake's seats in Arizona. And they can afford the luxury of, it's called, the verb is primarying. They can primary these flaky people like Jeff Flake, who are never Trumpers, and get rid of them, retire them, as they, as they retired Luther Strange, who was the acting senator in Alabama, who was a swamp creature, and he was just retired by Roy Moore. So, anyway, that's my thought on PACs, and the American Freedom Party and the Libertarian, not the American Freedom Party, but the smaller parties, really, you know, have not landed on big donors yet. And that's not something that looks like it's in the works. But if you are a big, big donor out there and you want to make a big, big contribution to some kind of a PAC, call me and I'll make a few phone calls and we'll figure out who you can donate that money to. The you know, part of PACs being not only can you donate unlimited amounts of money, but there's also a reduced reporting requirement and things like that. So anyway, now let us go to China. And let's see what I'm talking about here with Peter Navarro. Crouching Tiger. Let me see if I can play a little of this for you. It's on YouTube. And here's the description. Crouching Tiger is a 10-episode documentary on YouTube based on the best-selling book Crouching Tiger by Peter Navarro. And here is the... I'll just drop the thing in here. Let me see if I can find Peter Navarro talking himself. But it's a brilliant movie in which Peter Navarro has gone out and he's gotten, you know, like more than 100 key people to talk on camera. And these are the world's greatest authorities speaking about this. Now, this is going to happen in the Trump administration. Donald Trump is going to have to square off with China. And he knows it. Steve Bannon is very cognizant of it. Let me see if I can't find Peter Navarro narrating here somewhere. I'm just going through his timeline of the movie here. And it's just this particular one I'm looking at is the world at the tip of a Chinese spear. And that's referencing the fact that China is on the verge of being able to surpass the United States militarily. Not on the verge of that. It's simply something that, based on the economic realities, it's something they will be able to do unless those economic realities change. As long as we continue building up China to the tune of about $1 trillion a year, and deflating ourselves by about $1 trillion a year, numbers of that order, we are going to lose our military dominance of the world. Let's see if you find another. Here's episode one. Let me see if this starts with Peter Navarro and play just a bit of it for you so you can get his voice. Where is Peter Navarro? I'll find him for you. I'm just scanning through this. All these experts. It's such a great. I had a great time watching these movies. Here's Navarro. Here he is. Okay, let's listen to him. This man's a genius. Let me go forward. Let me go backwards a little bit. Very trim, fit man. And it's just, you know, you really feel good when you know that there are people of this caliber in your government. You're feeling good. Somebody who's got brains is in there. Here he is.
Along with the effective control of all of its major ports. Thereafter, Tsarist Russia would militarily coerce China into surrendering a large chunk of its northeast territory, along with its strategic access to the Sea of Japan, through what to this day remains the key Russian naval port of Vladivostok. Meanwhile, Imperial French forces would blockade both Taiwan and the Yangtze River.
He's giving a history lesson here. I'm going to skip forward on this.
And the Korean Peninsula, and eventually spread its brutal occupation.
Talk about the Japanese occupation of China.
That has left an indelible mark on the Chinese psyche.
Here in the United States, when we think about history, we think that's something irrelevant. When you say that's history, that means it's over, it's done with. We're very much in the national spirit of Henry Ford, who said history is more or less bunk. Ignore it, move on, and create new things. I think the Chinese, in a sense, are at the other end of the spectrum, where they are so historically focused.
History tells us that.
I'm going to skip forward here. That was a professor at the Naval War College you just heard. That was not Peter Navarro's voice. Boy, I wish I had sort of isolated a key moment here better for you. Here's Peter Navarro now again. This is now Navarro talking.
China's growing economy.
Orchestrate alone. These other choke points include the nearby Karamata, Lombok, and Sunda Straits of Indonesia on China's tender southern flank, the Luzon Strait, which lies between the Philippines and Taiwan, and which provides China with its best Pacific Ocean gateway from the South China Sea, the Miyako Strait, that runs past America's heavily armed forward bases on Okinawa and opens up the Pacific from the East China Sea, and as a final choke point to the north, there is the Soya Strait, which divides the Kuril Islands chain and Japan's northernmost island of Hokkaido. It is this Soya Strait that offers Chinese shipping from key ports like Shanghai and Dalian, an important strategic gateway to the Pacific through the Sea of Japan.
And these choke points that control the narrow parts of the sea passages are particularly susceptible to disruption.
Okay, so that's going on to another, these very authoritative people talking about it. But what you're going to get, this is a little too academic here, I can see. It doesn't lend itself well to the radio right here, the way I'm presenting it. But if you go to these videos of the, here's Peter Navarro again. I'll give you a little more of him.
It is an issue steeped in American history. That's because in 1823, U.S. President James Monroe decreed that foreign military powers like Germany and France and Great Britain would no longer be welcome in the Western Hemisphere. And as we shall now see, at least some of our experts find little difference between America's Monroe Doctrine of old and China's newly emergent strategy to push and perhaps one day shove foreign powers like the United States out of the Asia Pacific.
There you go. That's the point that Peter Navarro is making, is that the rise of China is much greater than you or I are being told by the lamestream media. It's much more significant to your future, and we need to pay attention. Donald Trump, the first political candidate to actually lay it out for the American people that we're being robbed. He called it the greatest theft in history, in world history. Closing down 60,000 of our factories in a very short time since the granting of world trade, the putting of China into the World Trade Organization, and the granting of most favored nation MFN status to China, reducing their tariff on all goods from 40% to a mere, I believe, 6%. And Trump has dealt with the fact that the Chinese are ruthless in their currency manipulation, ruthless in their trade deals. For example, I gave the example of Boeing. Boeing gets to sell some planes to China and make a few billion dollars. And for the short term, Navarro makes this point, that American executives think in short-term strategy. The Chinese government, which is a communist government, it is still a dictatorship, no less than it was in the days of Mao. The Chinese think in long-term strategy. They have no problem thinking a century into the future. And so they'll trade a few billion dollars to executives for Christmas bonuses in the next couple of years to Boeing in exchange for Boeing giving all the crown jewels of all the priceless Boeing technology, all the secrets of how they build these magnificent planes to the Chinese. And, you know, folks, if you've ever been involved in manufacturing, the secrets are innumerable, like how you set up your tools. How do you cut this metal? What kind of metal are you using? How do you shape this metal? How do you achieve this, this production result? Those are all secrets. They're all trade secrets. But Boeing, by setting up factories in China, which they are doing, is giving them to the Chinese. And now here comes some of the testimony in the Navarro films on YouTube makes a very excellent point that it is a myth. It is a fairy tale to think that you can have R&D divorced from manufacturing. We are being sold the line of baloney by liberals, Obama types, and so on, that America can prosper as a nation where R&D occurs and various white-collar activities Well, the manufacturing goes to low-wage areas like China. Well, ain't so, say a number of very, very good people in the Navarro films. Can't happen. Your R&D will always inevitably gravitate to precisely where the manufacturing is occurring. There will be no separation. The Chinese will suck in all of the R&D after they've got to manufacturing. They will finish us off by sucking in the R&D. We will now be a nation growing wheat and selling milk. They will be the high technology country. We'll be back right after this break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
/ American Freedom Party Report. I'm James Kelso, reporting to you from North Dakota, live show. If you call in right now, we might be able to squeeze in a last call in our 3-hour show today. I don't see any callers on the board right now, so you'd have to dial right now. But the I don't know, just giving you kind of an emotional wrap up here to the what we've covered here. We started out today with Look Who's Coming to Dinner, Sidney Poitier and Spencer Tracy, Katharine Hepburn, and related that to the nonsense going on in the NFL, which I kind of appreciate. I'm not hoping that, you know, the players will come out and stand for the national anthem and hide their true feelings. If they're kneeling because they think the anthem's disgusting and that America's disgusting and that you and I are disgusting, I want them to express that. I want them to kneel on the field. As long as they can take it, I wish they would just continue doing it. I like truth in advertising. Say what you mean. Say who you are. Don't fool people. I loved what the Baltimore fans, overwhelmingly white, were doing in the 71,000 seats of the Ravens Stadium there in Baltimore. Looked pretty good-sized crowd. They were roaring their disgust at their own football team. They weren't yelling at the Pittsburgh team. The Pittsburgh team was smarter. They remained standing through the anthem. So I hope this will, you know, spread. And, you know, our enemies made a colossal blunder here. They may have ruined what they had going with the NBA and the NFL. Billions of dollars involved. And like the Sidney Poitier movie, a tremendous way of brainwashing white people into thinking that somehow, you know, like the starry-eyed girl, like, what was her first name? Russo, the mother of Colin Kaepernick. This 19-year-old white girl who gets impregnated by a black guy who bugs out as soon as he gets her pregnant. He disappears. So much for the kumbaya there of kind of like, what's the case? Obama is the same story. What's his mother's name? Let me remember it again. Stanley Dunham. Stanley Ann Dunham. She got pregnant by a black guy in Hawaii, and who we don't even to this day know who the heck it really was. Was it Frank Davis? Most likely the father of Barack Obama, and not Barack Hussein Obama Sr., who went back to Kenya. He was probably the cover story, since he wasn't a communist. Frank Davis was a communist operative, Stanley Ann Dunham's white father, an FBI agent tasked with covering the communist network in Hawaii. It wasn't going to work for his career if his daughter had gotten knocked up by Frank Davis, the communist he was supposed to be tailing. So they brought in Barack. I think that's what I believe. They brought in Barack Hussein Obama, and the similarities, the identity between Frank Davis and Barack Hussein Obama, and so on. You got to read it yourself. What is it? What's the title of that book? Something like Stories from My Real Father. It's online. It's on YouTube. There's so much good stuff online. Enjoy that. Enjoy the Peter Navarro. Let's see. What else did we cover today? We kind of branched off into the China story. There's a racial connection there in that the Chinese are very racially assertive. And much to their own benefit. And they are, by being racially assertive and aggressive and insistent that they, the Chinese, will survive and thrive, they're doing it. They're succeeding. They are robbing us blind, and we, by being basically wimpy and unassertive and unwilling to say that we are proud of our white European selves, and we want to thrive. They're beating us at the moment. So that's a story we'll cover in future shows in more detail. Peter Navarro is all over it. And Donald Trump has not yet really addressed this question. This will be something we'll cover in the show. We'll see you all again tomorrow night for our Monday one-hour edition of the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso, and I'll see you then. So long.